a fine, one of our finest newspaper men, the number one showman of the world, and most important of all, a truly great American, Mr. Ed Sullivan.
Thank you very much, Sid. Now, ladies and gentlemen, honored by their country, decorated by their queen, and loved here in America, here are the Beatles. Here they come.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. Tom. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'd like to carry on now with a song which was one of our records a few months ago, and this song is called I Feel Fine.
Beatles 6, I think. Can you hear me? Hello? And it's called Dizzy Miss Lizzy. put your little hand in mine. Woo, baby. Girl, I said you look so fine. Rockin' and rollin'. Girl, I said I wish you were mine. You make me dizzy, Miss Lazy, when you rock and roll. You're driving me insane. Honk, 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 Lizzy. I wanna be a loving man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. The next song that we'd like to sing now is one which was our last put one record, the one before this, and the record, this is called Ticket to Ride. Album before last, and it's called Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby. Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up, and they called it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'd like to sing another song, Emma. And this is a song. We'd like everybody to, everybody, all along there, and all along there, and all along there. Everybody, everybody, join in and clap your hands. Smash. And this summer song is a wonder, which I hope you like. And this I call it, Can't Buy Me Love. Can't buy me love. For money, money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give. If you say you love me too, I may not have a lot to give. What I got, I'll give to you. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody don't it so.
Slow song now, and it's also off Beatles 6 or something. I don't really know what it's off. I haven't got it. And it's called, it's a waltz this one, remember that. Anyway, the song's called Hopefully Enough. Ah, look at that. It's called Babies in Black.
What can I do? Babies in black, and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks of him, so she dresses in black. And long he'll never come back. She dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Babies in black. Tell me, oh, what can I do?
Thank you. And now.
Hello.
And now.
Hello.
Before you open the eye, we'd like to introduce to you, at great expense, brought specially from the other side of the earth, for you tonight, singing a song of our new album called Act Naturally, Ringo!
Ringo. The next song we like to sing, La Visa Yakasa Moki, Hai Hasita, Hokesima, Tokisia, Yakotama, Takamai. When George is ready, we'd like to do the title song from the first film we made. Remember that? The black and white one. And it's called A Hard Day's Night. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I do be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me
you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, what's this one? What's this? Wait. Oh, yeah. Ah, oh, what a show. Yes, yes. Now we'd like to carry on with the song, which is the title song from our new film. This is our latest record here, and the song is called Help! Well, this next song now is the one where we want everybody to clap their hands. Okay? Yes? Clap your hands. Okay? Any song. All right. And this song will have to be our last song for tonight. Yes, well, go home, you see. And that, so. Yeah, so. So, we'd like to say to everybody, thank you very much, and good night. See ya. With this song. So, clap your hands for this one, okay? Alright, alright.
I'll have to bring it in further than that.
You tell lies thinking I can't see. You can't cry because you'll never let me. I'm down.
The ground.
I'm down.
I'm really down.
Well, how can you laugh when you know I'm down?
How can you laugh
when you know I'm down? Man, my dream woman throws it away. Same old thing happen every day. I'm down.
I'm really down.
I'm down.
Down on the ground.
I'm down.
I'm really down.
Well, how can you laugh when you know I'm down?
and gentlemen, welcome as Sid Bernstein presents the Beatles in a great concert. And now, let everyone join in singing our national anthem with King Curtis in the band, our national anthem. Welcome to Shea Stadium. This is your cousin Brucey of WAB singing. It's so nice to be. We're going to be sort of your host all night. Everybody ready? Yes? Ladies and gentlemen, let's start things off right now. I'd like you to meet Murray the K. Bring him on here, everybody. Concert ever in the history of pop music. We hope you are going to enjoy yourselves. The Beatles are here. They're changing into some very snazzy looking outfits for you, and I'm sure you are going to enjoy the show. I just want to tell you one thing, that it's going to be kind of difficult. It is outdoors. There's some close to 60,000 people here, and I know you got a long night to go, so clap, scream as much as you want, but whatever you do, take care of yourselves, don't get hurt, and go home safely. Don't try going over out of your seats. Please try to stay in your seats. Right now, let's start the show off by introducing you to the Discotheque Dancers. Come on, let's hear it for them. Come on. Thank you.
Brucey here. This is Kazim Brucey of WABC. Let's hear it, man. Come on, everybody. Let's hear it go on. And now, on the great big Sid Bernstein show, the Beatles 1965 appearance. Ladies and gentlemen, from radio station WBIC, in Charlotte, and I can meet the meet right now, a fabulous personality. His name is Scott Ross, everybody. Scott Ross of WBIC.
Hello. Hey, it's very nice. Hello, my name's Scott Ross. I'm a disc jockey in Long Island. Thank you. Appreciate it. The young lady over there just jumped up and ripped her girdle. Unbelievable.
What's his name?
Okay. All right. We're going to be here for quite some time. Right now, I want to bring on a group. Fantastic. You remember their records of Soul Twist and Soul Serenade. Here now is King Curtis.
Latest recording we'd like to play for you right here. It's called A Prince, a brand new day. Thank you. Show, this cousin who's, you know, of WABC. It's my pleasure to introduce here in the big Beatles concert from WMCA here all day Sunday. Here's Frank Stickle, everybody. Frank Stickle.
I want to introduce to you six of the most popular guys in New York. This is Frank Stickle, and I have good guys for you.
Okay, ready, fellas? Let's go.
We are the good guys. We are the fun guys. We play the hits. Playing the hits. Morning and night time. Always the right time. First on your dial. Radio Smile.
Even if you're 150.
Just keep your dial at Radio Nifty.
Friends never fear. The good guys are here on WMCA.
Sir Joe O'Brien here. How do you feel?
Good to see you. What is this with the microphone? Harry Harrison, how are you?
Jack Spector, baby, how are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm Bandit Dan Daniel. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm Gary Stevens. How are you?
Okay, we have a little Beatles song, and if you know the lyrics, join in. Listen. Ringo, George, and John, and Paul.
Good guy, Beatles.
New York loves you best of all
in all the USA.
So stick around all night,
stick around all day.
And if you can't, we'll play your hits on WMCA.
Hey!
Okay, let's pick them out with a big good guy welcome. Here's Cannibal and the Headhunters.
Got the
this recording called Now Need Now goes something like this.
Let's go.
show continues. This is your cousin Brucey of WABC Radio, one of the All-Americans. So great to have all the radio stations here. WMCA, good guys. Cousin Brucey here from All-American Radio, WABC. Hal Jackson, Scott Ross. Are you getting ready, ladies and gentlemen? Dear cousins, let's bring them on once again now for another big, tremendous act. Here's one of New York's top personalities here. Here's Hal Jackson. Let's hear it for Cousin Hal here. Hal Jackson, everybody.
Hello, everybody. We're going to get with the real soul sound of Detroit right now. And we're happy to present from the Tamla Motown stable in Detroit. First of all, I see another one of the gentlemen. Marvin Gaye is here. How about a big hand for Marvin Gaye? Another one of the great stars of Tamla Motown to record for you. A lady with a lot of soul. Let's welcome the great talents of Miss Brenda Holloway. Let's hear it, everybody.
Come on now, boys, and
like to do my current release.
recording star, Miss Brenda Holloway. Okay? Thank you for King Curtis, the swinging band. And how about bringing a gentleman up whose address is 770 on everybody's radio? Thank you for King Curtis, the swinging band. And how about bringing a gentleman up whose address is 770 on everybody's radio? Everybody's cousin, number one, here he is, Cousin Bruce Morrow. Let's hear it right here.
Thank you, Hal Jackson. Hi, everybody, and welcome here to Shea Stadium. And Cousin Brucey is very, very honored to have been selected as the official spokesman here at Shea Stadium. And WABC Radio, of course, very, very proud. Ladies and gentlemen, Cousin Brucey was with the fabulous Beatles before the show. They're ready for you. Are you ready for them? I bet you are. Ladies and gentlemen, they'll be up in a few moments. They are getting themselves ready. And let me tell you, they told Cousin Brucey they can't wait to make this their greatest appearance. I'd like to introduce right now one of our All-Americans. You hear him every single afternoon. Here is Charlie Greer, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie Greer here. Charlie, how about a nice round of applause for Charlie Greer, ladies and gentlemen. You hear him every afternoon on WABC. Thank you, Charles. We go on with our show right now. Here, before we get set for those fantastic characters, let's have right now, they're getting ready, the stage is getting set. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we want you to relax. Coming on the field right now here up to Cousin Brucey, a group called Sounds Incorporated, and they'll be making their appearance here very, very shortly. The Beatles want me to express their thanks on behalf of Sid Bernstein and everybody for you to come out here and make this the greatest spectacular the Beatles have ever seen. What do you think of these fabulous Beatles? Let's hear it for them. Let them hear it in the dressing room. The Beatles, everybody, they are the greatest. Ladies and gentlemen, they will be here soon. Right now, getting set up on our fantastic Shea Stadium field stage, the Sounds Incorporated are coming up right now. The Beatles will be here, looking around this fantastic area, looking at some of the signs. The Beatles, help, we love the Beatles. Look at these signs. Welcome, Beatles. We love John. We love Paul. Over on this side of the field, we love you, Beatles. Everybody loves the Beatles over here. Tunsil's friend Ringo, it says over here. We love Paul. Coming up on stage right now. Going to get themselves all set to entertain you. And then, everybody, we're going to get set for the time we've waited almost a year for here on WABC Radio and in New York City. Cousin Brucey, so proud of this day. The Beatles will be here. But now, while they're getting ready, I'd like to introduce right now a bunch of guys we had the pleasure of working with at Palisades Amusement Park and many other shows we perform at here. Well, are you ready, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, here they come right now. Let's bring on Sounds Incorporated, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, cousins. Sounds Incorporated. Here we go. Great. You stand by, my cousins. We're going to have it now. Sounds Incorporated getting all set. Are you all plugged in and tuned up, fellas? They'll be ready in a few moments. And as I told you, all the All-Americans, Dan Ingram, Charlie Greer, Herb Oscar Anderson, and Cousin Brucey, well, we're all proud to be out here today. And you are a great audience. Okay? You fellas let Cousin Brucey know when you're all ready. Hi there, Sounds Incorporated. Are you ready, guys? And so you want to tune up right now? You want a C note? All right, y'all set? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Sounds Incorporated.
One, two. One, two. you very much, everybody. We're Sounds Incorporated here, and it's a very great pleasure for us to be here playing to you this evening. We'd like to continue now with a little excursion into the realms of the classical. It's a record of ours, off of our first album, and it's called the William Tell Overture.
Thank you.
Thank you so very kindly. On behalf of all the boys here in Sounds Incorporated, for you very wonderful people having us here this evening. It's been really wonderful to come here from England to New York. It's fabulous. We love you madly. And we'd like to finish up now with a little thing. We'd like you to join in, clap your hands, stamp your feet, do anything you like, within reason, of course. You know, I mean, it's a little thing called In the Hall of the Mountain Kings.
Mr. Ed Sullivan.
Thank you very much, Sid. Now, ladies and gentlemen, honored by their country, decorated by their queen, and loved here in America, here are the Beatles.
with a song which was one of our records a few months ago, and this song is called I Feel Fine.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she's little.
Beatles 6, I think. Can you hear me? Hello? And it's called Dizzy Miss Lizzie.
that we'd like to sing now is, yeah, is one which was last put one record, the one before this. And the record, this is called Ticket to Ride.
Big star might win an Oscar, you can't never tell.
everybody to everybody all along there and all along there and all along there. Everybody, everybody join in and clap your hands. Yep. Smash. And this summer song is a one that you had a hope you like, and this I call the Can't Buy Me Love. Can't buy me love, love. Can't buy me love. I buy you a diamond ring, my friend. If it makes you feel alright, I'll get you anything, my friend. If it makes you feel alright, 'cause I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give. If it makes you feel alright, I may not have a lot. What I got, I'll give to you. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody don't mean so, can buy me love. I don't know, no, say you don't need a diamond ring, and I'm satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing that money just can't buy. Much for money, money can buy me love. Wow! For money, the money can buy me love, buy me love, oh, love, buy me love. Oh.
Thank you. We'd like to slip through a slow song now, Rabbi. Putting up a mighty ha 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 ha. And it's also off Beatles 6 or something. I don't really know what it's off. I haven't got it. It's a waltz, this one. Remember that. Anyway, the song's called Hopefully Enough. Ah, oh, look at that. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. It's called Babies in Black. Black. George is ready. We'd like to do the title song from the first film we made. Remember that? The black and white one. And it's called A Hard Day's Night. It's been a hard day's night. I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I do be sleeping like a log. But when I get up to you, I find the things that you do make me feel alright. No, there's no method.
We just play
what the sort of stuff we like. Yeah. And it just happens that it was commercial success. But we don't put it into any category. Isn't that right, chaps? That's it, you know, there's nothing to say about it. It's all been said. It's just music.
To me, in terms of popular music, the Beatles express a cross quality of happiness and tragedy. And this is basically what the greatest form of entertainment is made up of. I'm very much a Beatles fan. In fact, I've always realised this. I've always been, right since I've known them, I've felt probably everything that any Beatles fan, male Beatles fan, has ever felt. All the various things I've liked, I think, is what the fans have liked. Plus a lot more, obviously, because of, you know, the sort of personal relationship. And the marvellous quality of the Beatles, both in their music and in their general manner, is that they, in fact, do original things and new things as they go along. Their songs are always new and different, and so are their performances in sort of different, small, subtle ways.
Well, none of us can read music, but the thing is, what we do by ear. We just pick it up and put it down. We don't bother trying to analyze it, you see, because it's not worth it.
The song, which is the title song from our new film. This is our latest record here, and the song is called Help!
Help! I need somebody, help! Not just anybody, help! You know I need someone, help!
When I was younger
than
I'm self-assured,
and now I find
a change.
will have to be our last song for tonight. Yes, but... And that, Joe. Yes, Sal. So, we'd like to say to everybody, thank you very much, and tonight...
Okay.
This one, okay?
Yeah. You tell lies thinking I can't see. And you can't cry because you'll never let me.
Subway station at Broadway and 42nd Street, and we're heading for Shea Stadium to see the Beatles. We've got a tape recorder, and we're going to find out what the fans themselves really say about the Beatles. That stuff about religion, for example, and whether the Beatles are going out of fashion, and what it feels like to be in there screaming. We're getting into the train now. I guess we might as well start out by asking for a few comments on religion.
Well, really, he didn't... Netro. He really didn't mean what he said. What he meant is that in England, Christianity is really dying out and the Beatles are more popular than Christ. That is in England. But in America, they don't mean it. He didn't mean it that way. For America. And first of all, the people in America, everything the Beatles say, they take it, no, they really believe what the Beatles say, and he really didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
I think the people in the United States first heard about it mostly from the newspapers. And the newspapers always make more out of what they say to the bad points, you know, than they do towards what they really meant. They made a big mess out of the whole thing.
Well, isn't it true that the Beatles are more important to you than, say, Jesus Christ?
No.
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 No. Not if you're
right. I think they come under two different categories.
Yeah, and I think... The United States is making a big fuss over nothing.
right, between the station there, we asked the girls the reason for all this enthusiasm over the Beatles in particular.
Frank Sinatra is wonderful, isn't he?
He's all of them. We can't stand him.
One at a time, huh?
We can't stand him. We can't compare him to Paul McCartney.
You can't stand Frank Sinatra?
No.
Why?
Because he's thinking you can't compare him to Paul McCartney.
He what?
You can't compare him? You can't compare him to Paul McCartney because Paul McCartney is so cute, mean, so ugly.
Oh, but he doesn't stink.
What?
He doesn't stink. I think he's very good.
Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Yeah. I think so. But I like the Beatles better, of course.
You like the Beatles better than Frank
Because
Sinatra.
They look better.
Why?
And they sing our type of music. Yeah. But I could see, like, for my mother, he's fine.
What's that out there?
Stadium.
I hope they didn't come yet. I want to see them come.
Stop it, Madeline! You're so dumb!
JC, you're out of
the way. We're on the ramp now. Let's head for that stadium.
They are binoculars here. $1 up tight with the Beatles tonight. $1.
Mister, when I came to this stadium, I didn't think I was crying or anything, you know. I just thought I'd be, you know, just standing there watching the Beatles. And when I seen their truck pull up, I just had to cry. I almost went hysterical. I couldn't believe that was the Beatles. They make me so happy. I never thought I would ever see them. This is my first year here, and they made me so happy.
Is that the way you feel, that they make you happy?
They make me so happy. I feel like crying right now. I get so nervous when I think I see them. I don't know what to do.
Why do the Beatles do this and not, say, the Rolling Stones or some other combo?
Because, like, the Beatles were the first ones here, and they were the first ones that made me happy. And if the Rolling Stones come along after them, I'm not just going to say, oh, well, you know, forget the Beatles, here comes the Rolling Stones. You know, I was happy with them first, I'm going to stick with them.
How about Elvis Presley?
He's all right, but he's too old.
Hey, down there about 20 rows, there's a father with a daughter. Let's see if we can't make our way down there.
3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is an audio test.
Have you been following them?
No, I haven't. My daughter has.
I have. Definitely. For 3 whole years.
What is it you especially like about the Beatles as distinct from somebody else?
They have everything. Talent, good looks, the English accent that everybody looks for.
The what?
The English accent that today... Oh, boy.
There's something special about the English accent?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they all learned to speak American and didn't speak anything but American? Would you still like them?
Yes. I really would.
What if they all took up violins and cellos and played a string quartet? Would you like that?
I love it.
What if they shaved their heads?
I'd like it. They'd get wigs. I knew it.
You asked a question about Sinatra before you. You know they could never beat Sinatra.
So they've already beaten him.
No, they haven't.
Oh,
yeah. Sinatra's the greatest singer.
Well, that's not a Beatles fan, don't think so.
Do you think your father's a little old-fashioned for liking Sinatra?
No, because he likes the Beatles. He made me play one record 10 times one night. He fell asleep with it. It was like a lullaby.
How do you explain this, that there are so many more girls than boys watching
there's
the Beatles?
There's too many girls. Shut up. There's too many girls in the world, that's all.
More girls like the Beatles. There are about 90% girls and about 10% boys here.
How about Elvis Presley?
No, he's out. He's out of it. He was good in his
He's good at movies, but not no more at singing.
English fan, right?
Yes, I'm from England. I'm from Kensington. And I've been chasing the Beatles pretty well all around the world, quite honestly, to see them. I'm, as I said, much older than the age group here, but I still think they're a terrific musical group, bordering on genius.
You say you're studying at Harvard?
Yes, I'm going up to Harvard to do an executive business management course for a few months, and despite that fact and despite my interest in financial affairs, I still feel that these people are one of the greatest exports Britain has had for many, many years. And boy, they need it at the moment, let's face it.
Are you here because you really like the Beatles?
No, I'm with her. She's fond of them.
Are you here just because it's a good show, or do you really like the Beatles' music?
Well, we thought we'd make a night of it.
Huh?
We thought we'd make a night of it.
Okay.
imaginary group climbing up on the bandbox. Are these guys as good as the Beatles?
No, they're not even half as good.
You can't compare why? Anyone to them. Because the Beatles are the greatest guys that ever existed. That's why.
Oh.
What? We have a cellar that we decorated. We have over 500 Beatle pictures in it. This is the third time we went to see them in person, the Beatles. But we never got real close. I hope we can get down and see them, but I doubt it. We love them so much.
Yeah.
I saw Help 7 times and Hard Day's Night 6 times. Loyal.
Have you seen any other picture that many times by anybody?
Never. I wouldn't. And I'd pay any price.
Just what is not so good as the Beatles?
They don't sing good.
Talent.
They act stupid on the stage.
They just can't sing right. They try to copy too many different groups.
They don't act right either.
Yeah.
They should have their one set style of their own.
They stink. They're dull and boring. Dull.
You think this is as live a crowd as the last time you saw the Beatles?
Well, yeah, I think so. Maybe a few less, but not, you know, many to notice.
How about John Lennon's comments on religion? Does that have any effect?
Well, see, I don't really think so, because he didn't mean it as a statement anti-religious. He just meant it as a statement as, you know, like in Japan, would they believe in God? And they believe in God in a sense, but not really in Jesus. And there are many people like the Beatles in Japan. So that's the feeling I have about the comments.
Officer, would you say that the enthusiasm for the Beatles is sort of waning or dying out? Very slightly, if so. It's still very strong, I'd say. What if the Beatles played Mozart?
Well, if they play it, it's got to be great. Anything they do is great.
And it depends.
Who is Mozart?
He was a great composer in the old times.
Piano.
He was a pianist.
How about Ludwig Beethoven?
He was deaf. That was Mozart, wasn't it?
Beethoven, he was a classical pianist. I play the piano, and I played him on the piano. And I played Mozart. Mozart's famous lullaby.
The Beatles have played Roll Over Beethoven, so...
The Beatles were in Help, and they had played Beethoven's Symphony in Help.
He had to sing Beethoven's 8th or 6th Symphony or something, and he didn't know it, and he's yelling, Paul, what is it?
Mozart and Beethoven was for their time, and they were fabulous, and the Beatles are for our time, and they're fabulous.
Yeah.
Everybody seen the big program, the Beatles program?
Yeah, we need a hot dog. Let's go. Hey, by the way, not these guys playing now, but the Beatles as singers, would you say that they compare with Ella Fitzgerald?
No. Neither with Billy Eckstein. When, to name now the girl that died, Billie Holiday, that they can compete with. Never would compete with them because their style of singing is not up to date. See? That's one thing they never take away from a color person.
You think this is originally Negro music, colored music?
It is, but the way they play it, it doesn't make sense to me. See, I've been around a long while. Music is a very interesting thing, but it's got to be carried out that way. It can't be jumped from one thing to the other. And if you notice now, you find a lot of that old music is going to come back before this year is up.
Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome.
I said, when the Beatles come back, I'm going to be hysterical, especially when Paul sings. You come back here as soon as they walk out, and when they start playing, I'll be here and I'll be screaming.
How about you?
Oh, I'll be worse than her, believe me. No one can get worse than I do.
Anybody else going to be hysterical?
I'm going to be hysterical when John sings.
If these balconies weren't here, I'd jump down.
Yeah, we'd run right out to the field.
Okay, girls, we will be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been really been a thrill here.
Yeah!
Now, are you ready?
Hey, is this it? I thought the other guy was the master of ceremonies.
Thank you very much.
I think they feel that the crowd is not yet warmed up enough. Looks to me like they want them to sing.
You sing. Come on, sing!
They're not warmed up yet. It looks like he's going to have them sing about a submarine. We'll just turn off our recorder until he's ready to... Wow. Well, they sure are warmed up. Well, I guess the first thing for us to do is get back over to that girl who invited us to return and listen to her being hysterical. Excuse me. It's all right. Can I get through? Well, it's difficult to make our way through here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll bear with us, we'll be back in a moment. Are you hysterical yet?
I love him! I love him! Oh, they're so great! I love him!
Oh,
they're wonderful!
Are they okay?
Oh, they're wonderful! Oh, they get the greatest things that ever happened!
Do it again!
They're screaming more or less this time than last time?
A lot less. A lot less, man. They used to break the microphone. But they used to charge the platform. They couldn't hold them back. There used to be too many to hold back.
My sister went when they were at Forest Hills. She said she couldn't hear anything, but they were so loud.
They're not popular as they were before. That's why they ain't screaming as much. That's why you like them more.
How many cops? Wait, one at a time. How many cops would you say are out there?
About 200 at least.
I'd say about 100, something like
500. Because they're all over the place.
And the field, 150 about.
Yeah. Tell me what's happening down there.
A kid just jumped on the field and they can't get him off.
They're all over the place. They can't stop them.
They're coming all over. If all these fans ever charge, they never hold them back. Mostly the boys are jumping on the field now. The girls are standing in their seats. The boys are going crazy.
The boys just want to be a big hit to the girlfriends, that's all.
So that's all. Yeah. The boys who just jumped in, about 3 girls and about 8 boys. What would they do if they got up to them anyway? What would they do if they got to them? They just sit there. That's stupid. I thought that was Girl Scouts, they're woman cops. Describe to me the way you feel about them?
I love them. They're beautiful. They're the greatest thing that the world has ever heard.
Can you describe your reactions to the Beatles? Would you say the Beatles compare well with Beethoven?
I'm atypical. I'm an atypical Beatle fan. I think that they're writing some very good music. It's unfortunate that you can't hear it over the screaming, but they're doing some fine things. And I think indicative of that is the fact that Fiedler has done some things with the Boston Pops, which is very interesting. A lot of their music has been done by him, and they're doing a good job. I enjoy it very much. And I'm a 38-year-old Beatle fan.
What do you think?
Are you here to listen to music or just to have a lot of fun shouting?
We didn't pay $5.75 for nothing.
You think the crowd might overflow under the field?
No sense in it now. They're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone. No sense in it.
Well,
Well, they've gone off the field now. Is that the end of the show?
Yeah. They're gone. I hope next year they make it longer. They have to.
Yeah. One thing I was disappointed about, there wasn't enough of them, right?
Yeah.
It's the Beatles concert, and all these other dopes come on.
The top group in the world is the Beatles, and they have more of the other groups on. And they should have the Beatles on three quarters of the concert, and maybe one of the other groups managed by Brian Epstein on. And they shouldn't have these, what's it? They're not, that's not even music. They have only noise.
I came to see the show mostly.
You think it was rewarding? I mean, did it live up to your expectations?
A little.
It's all right, I guess. I mean, some of the way they were acting, these kids, it was like out of their minds, but, you know. Do you think they're out of their minds?
No, I like them. I'm a school teacher, so I came and brought my students. And the kids, I like them. I'm past the stage, and I think they're good. I still think they're good. They're good showmen. They're honest. I think their music is fine also. So, and they're good kids. I think everyone here is quite good. A few exceptions, but they get carried away. Can't blame them. We did the same. I was with Elvis Presley when he first came up.
Like when Frank Sinatra, when our parents were kids, he still sticks with them. Like today they like him. When we go big, like the Beatles will still be with us because we dig them. Like they dig Frank Sinatra. Same thing. When Frank Sinatra was a big kid when he was young, they used to scream for him the girls. Same way today. I guess like when we go older, our new generation, our children, have kids, we'll feel the same way about our kids. We'll call them crazy and nuts, the way that our parents call us.
See, that was going on that John Lennon said about God?
Yeah.
It wasn't true.
He said it, but he didn't mean it that way. Yeah.
What if he meant it?
He couldn't mean it.
No, the way he meant it is true. More people pay more attention to their social life and all that than God.
I think more about the thing about money.
You pay more attention like to coming to here or go than going to church.
And right away,
What? Yeah. What?
Don't put me on that because I'll really rap them. Let's go. Out.
Time to go home. I like to go home, too.
What? Just anonymously, officer. What?
They stink for me. They are the worst. Get out of here.
Wait a second.
You don't know what you're doing. It's my guts. A disgrace.
Excuse me.
So pathetic, though.
What?
The thing's pathetic, the way these policemen line up. And they make such a big deal out of it.
They make a big farce out of it. They destroy the music. They push the kids into the ground and stomp on them as if it took seven policemen to take care of one little kid. And that gives the kids more of a right to go out there. Nobody can hear the music because they're not interested in it anymore. They're tired of seeing them get stomped on by these cops. And if you see 700 cops trying to get out there to take care of one kid, you'd like to get out there on the field too to give them a hand. You don't think that's true? Look at the cop that just threw us out of here. He didn't say, please, could you go home or something like that. You know, he's, all right, get out of here.
What was that again?
I say that I think the policemen were there to do a valid and needed job, and if the kids didn't behave that way, there wouldn't be any need for them. They treated the students, or the kids, they treated them with the greatest possible respect they could in that situation. They just grabbed them to hold them from swinging back. If the kids hadn't jumped the fences to begin with, the policemen wouldn't have... approached them.
But it's the other way around, because the first kid that came out on the field, the very first kid that came out over the fence, was doing nothing. And about 700 cops just jumped on him and started kicking him and everything else.
Four cops, and they didn't kick him at all. The guy was scrambling on the ground.
You saw what they were doing to
him? I did. They just held him. They got down and they held him down, just still, and then four of them carried him off.
And then what about, I won't talk about prejudices, but... you know, a guy could say we're more popular than Jesus Christ. That's not sacrilegious. That's his opinion. And he's not saying that he's better than Jesus Christ, just he's more popular. And he repeated that statement. And officers get perturbed by that. But the truth hurts sometimes. And it's true, he is more popular.
Did any of you know any of the girls who leaped over the wall?
I had to run up and up. I had to run down and upstairs actually to get to them because it was going up and I was going down. So I had to run up like that. And we were ready to jump over the thing and the guy caught us. We were ready to jump over and we were screaming. And the guy, he steps on my foot so I wouldn't jump over. And meanwhile, I'm screaming there and Paul, he waved at us and he kissed us. He went like that.
He waved right at you?
And kissed us. He blew a kiss. Every time John waved my way, I'd start flipping. I felt like lunging toward him. I was going nuts.
Please let me thank. Let me sell my poem. Please let me sell my poem. How much I love him. I love him. I can't say it any other way. Because there's no other way to explain how much I love him. I'm one of the millions of fans that he has. But he's my only fool.
Well, do you know any of the girls who jumped over the fence?
Nope.
No, I think.
But I tell you one thing, I'd never do it.
I would.
Because if you don't figure, if enough kids did it, made it out there, they wouldn't really be getting out there. They'd go out there to grab them, and they'd probably knock them down and hurt one of them. I went to an animal concert, and I stopped the kids from getting near the stage. I couldn't take it. I didn't want to see any of those guys hurt. The cops even, and the cops in the Academy of Music know me, and they know that. If I'm sitting near the edge, and anybody tries to get on stage, I'm gonna stop them because I don't want to see that. I don't want to see those guys clawed up. I want to see them again in one piece, because the girls go crazy, and I go crazy too. I love the animals, but I wouldn't run up for the world.
Shut up.
Would you jump over if you had a chance?
Yes, I stopped her. If she wasn't holding me back, I would have.
Yeah, if you would have went over, I would have cracked his skull.
What would you do?
We would do anything that would hurt them.
I'd just
grab him.
All right, so you knock him down with the amplifying guitar and electrocutes and stuff. Where you got him then? Dead beetle, and you're in for murder.
Do they just put you outside and let you go?
Yeah, they just make us get out. They couldn't let us in.
I was crying.
What were you thinking of doing if you made it out there and were able to...
Kissing them. Kissing them. And get a hold of the hair and pull it out.
Why would you want to do that for? You're going to hurt him.
Tough. I like them.
Do that once more.
The only thing I wish the Beatles is health, happiness, and I hope to God they come back to us safe and sound next year to give us another good show like this. We love them.